Thank you, everyone, for listening to Thank You for Being a Podcast. We are the Golden Girls Podcast, the podcast in which we watch an episode of The Golden Girls, and we break it down scene by scene for 3 years now. Yeah.
Yeah. In
3 years? That's awesome.
Yeah, actually, we had our first podcast published 3 years ago tomorrow.
Whoa.
This is the anniversary episode.
I feel so special.
Yeah.
It's almost 3 years since our almost 2 hour episode.
Was it a 2 hour episode?
Our famous 2 hour episode that has 4,000 downloads for some reason.
This is because you two are fabulous. Are you kidding?
We're like, you guys are going to listen to 2 hours? All right. That's cool. I'm not going to stop you. I don't think they did.
Let them do it.
Let them do it. You guys listening to this now, stop this, go listen to that, and then come back. So I'm Anthony DeSimito.
I'm Genevieve Rice.
And today, the voice of the person that you don't recognize is the voice of Bill Laskowski.
Hi.
Hi, Bill.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. I went for a hike today. I feel positive. I just watched one of probably the best shows that I've ever not seen, like, in its entirety. I'm probably going to go watch the entirety of The Golden Girls now.
Like, nice.
This is my new going to sleep show.
It's
awesome.
A good...
Yeah.
I know. You know what? I wonder how many people go up to Betty White and say, I fall asleep to your show all the time. And she's like, thanks. Like, that's...
No, it's such a compliment, though. Like, there's lots of things that I fall asleep to that I love.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, no, it is. But probably... She probably didn't get that in the early 90s, late 80s. There was probably, like... The show you went to sleep to was maybe, like... Brady Bunch, or maybe something older. I don't know.
Well,
it has to be.
I mean, Golden Girls in the early 90s was like not, it was on at like 7:30. So, like, you wouldn't want, like, if someone fell asleep to it, you'd be like, are you infirm or something?
Are you
like,
drunk?
Were they
an actual Golden Girl and that's just the time they went to bed?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, dinner at 4, bed at 7.
Death at 9.
Ghost at 10.
I was hoping we'd get into ghosts because the episode I listened to in preparation, it was ghost heavy.
Oh, really?
I like ghosts. Yeah, it was very ghost heavy.
It was Carmen Lynch.
It was Carmen Lynch.
Was that ghosty?
There was a lot of ghost talk.
Okay. I don't remember which one that was.
I mean, but... I'll take your word for it, because, like, yeah, we do get into ghost a lot. I also appreciate the otherworldly talk.
Yeah, we do talk about ghosts, werewolves, sometimes just curses.
Curses.
And with,
I feel like just... I've been cursed a few times in my life, definitely. So,
yeah.
I'm down with that.
Well, I feel like you can't get to the Golden Girls age without having a few curses on you.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Or to Dorothy's, overall tone.
Yeah.
So that's probably a curse.
I feel like we started talking about it a little bit, but we like to start by asking our guests, what is our Golden Girls background? So could you tell us a little bit of, like... Because you said you haven't watched it in its entirety until today. So can you, like... Tell us more about that.
Yeah, definitely. Like, so when I came over to Genevieve's, I was like, I just kind of thought all their name was Blanche, and I've probably seen like 2 or 3 episodes in my entire life. I was more of like a Mama's House. Like, did you ever see Mama's House?
Or Mama's Family?
Mama's Family.
Oh,
or,
yeah. I watched lots of Mama's, yeah.
Big Mama's House.
No, not Tyler Perry. dressed up as a lady. I think it was another. Was it a woman? It was a woman. Had to be.
It was Tyler Perry,
was
right?
Oh,
no,
it was a.
It was Tyler Perry in whiteface.
It was Vicky Lawrence.
No.
Vicky Lawrence. He's on. She's the mom's friend on Great News.
Great News.
Who was in Big Mama's House or Mama's House?
She was in Mama's Family.
Mama's Family.
Oh, Mama's Family. Okay.
Yeah. And then sorry, I was also
I'm
we
confusing
were
talking
myself.
Bob Anthony.
It was a giant. I'm a huge Roseanne fan. Like so that's
yeah.
But this would like watching this today. It was great. I really really enjoyed it. Partially because of the there was a not only not one but two uses of slut in the Golden Girls podcast mm-hmm. or in the Golden Girls show.
Slut puppy.
Just like yeah, slut puppy. I was taken aback that that was on television in 92.
I feel like they turned a corner with like the censors or something like that, and they just went hog wild
yeah.
with sluts.
Yeah,
like,
nobody cared.
No. Well, I mean, if you're going to hear someone say slut, it should be a little old woman like Sophia.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's
and
the only person.
Puppy that, afterwards. That helps.
Yeah. it gives a cute connotation to a slut instead of, like, you know, filthy things.
So we watched season 7, episode 10. We're getting close. Getting close, guys.
We're almost
and
done.
How many seasons are there?
I know.
Seven.
Seven?
Oh, yeah,
seven
we've
seasons.
Only got. We've only got like 15 episodes left.
Yeah, you guys need to find a new show, huh?
Yeah. Or kill
well,
ourselves.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, there's then you come back as ghosts and do
yeah.
a ghost podcast. Ghostcast.
Ghostcast.
We're going to jump into a hot, like, hole of lava when we reach the end.
Yeah?
And we're going to
yeah.
die in each other's arms.
I would actually, so if I was going to do that, I would actually prefer like it to be like a fondue pot, like a giant fondue, because I like cheese, but that's just me.
Like
yeah,
fondue?
Die
I
and eat at the same time. Like,
so we can die deliciously?
Yeah.
Though okay. I think if we went to a volcano, I think that would be a good excuse to take a trip to Hawaii.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. That's
make
good.
Sure you go to the Keck Observatory before you jump in the volcano, though. Like, get a look
yeah,
at the cosmos and then kill yourself.
I think we've talked about volcanoes the last two episodes.
Funnily enough, I was in
there
a
was
volcano,
a monkey volcano,
a volcano,
and then they talked about these Italians that jumped into a volcano. Or they got trapped in one.
Yep. I yeah. remember every minute of that.
Yeah, every minute. So it is titled Rose Loves Miles. The originary date was November 16th, 1991. So it's a little bit before Thanksgiving. I was about to say Halloween. I don't know why. and as we do with every episode, Genevieve is going to do the synopsis for the listener who did not get to watch the episode with us. So go ahead, Genevieve.
All right. Well, there's a lot going on in this episode. For starters, Dorothy is on a cruise with a not seen yet doctor. So,
who may not exist.
She may have just gone on a cruise or or just left.
Yeah.
But she wants Blanche to take care of Sophia while she's gone. And then so she leaves and then Sophia gives Blanche shit as predicted and eventually runs off to Sicily to apologize to her aforementioned first husband who she left in Sicily and on top of that, Rose is fed up with Miles because he's been very cheap and he wants to keep taking her to very inexpensive restaurants where people wear lots of pirate hats and you mm-hmm. have to scream into a clown's mouth to order. And so she just wants, she just wants some Trout Almondine in her life. And she's wondering what's going on with Miles and why he's so pinching those pennies.
Right.
So
instead of talking about it, they complain to other people about it.
which is the Midwestern way. So
yeah,
right.
Definitely.
To be passive aggressive about it. And never really talk about your emotions.
Just
be angry.
Hate each other quietly.
Yeah. So
I mean, that's
Rose,
what my parents did.
Your parents did. Rose loves Miles, as we know. We start with the first scene. Dorothy's going to the sea with a sea with a I was gonna say with a seaman with a she's going out.
There was
to
a seaman joke in that. There definitely
with a man.
Was.
That's what they were trying to get away with the censors, and they were like they couldn't get away with it, but they said we're like, all right, we're gonna say slut twice.
Yep.
And
we'll
show you.
We can get away with slut. We can't get away with seaman. Even though that's the scientific, they're not saying cum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean they're going with the proper colloquialism.
Yeah. So Dorothy's super excited. He's a doctor. He's big. That was like, so I'm guessing.
Now, I was kind of questioning what type of big was the connotation there.
Like, is he like wide big or tall, muscular big, or I assume tall because she was excited.
Well, she's really tall too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that would be her type.
They're going to be in a
wide.
Yeah.
they always say girth is what you want. So
Yeah. That's what she wants. So
maybe he has a metal base.
A metal base.
Yeah. Yeah. Just kinda so he doesn't tip easy.
So Blanche is weirdly obsessed with her trip. She's like, oh, you're going to need this. Are you going to be okay? Like, do you have your seat? Like, she's never this motherly, like, in the past. So that was really strange to me to see her, like, just kind of smothering Dorothy with her fuck trip, you know?
Yeah. Like,
is it because it was a fuck trip, you think? Or
maybe.
Oh, yeah. Like, she felt like, oh, I've got to help her. Like, I've got to get her, like... Basically, what was it? Anti-gas pills? Mm-hmm. Like,
Sophia took them.
Anti-fart pills.
It was constipation. It was plug you up pills.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It wasn't gas. Yeah. It was like just make sure you don't poop.
Yeah, from Mexico.
Yep.
Yeah, sorry, Mexico.
Sorry,
Mexico.
Water sucks.
Yeah, they don't drink the water, guys. For reals. No, I think I can because I grew up in Mexico.
Nah.
So I maybe have like. Mexico, like, shit water antibodies in me.
Quit bragging.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys don't have shit antibodies.
Anthony DeZamito's gut flora is that of a Venus flytrap.
Yeah.
Get on his level.
That's how I feel about... Yeah, I can eat chicken fried steak because I'm from Oklahoma.
I can walk all over a construction site and never get tetanus.
Oh my God.
Thanks, Mexico.
Yeah, me too. I grew up in my grandpa had an auto shop next door, and my sister and I used to play in it all the time.
Oh yeah, no. So yeah. You like can't get burned by battery acid. That's your superpower.
We were like. Yeah, we were like, oh, don't get injured because you'll get in trouble.
Like, we'll have to call OSHA. It'll be a whole thing.
Yeah. But what auto shops were fucking awesome when you're little.
Oh,
like
yeah.
When my mom
yeah.
used to take me to auto shops, it would become like, in my head, it would become like a dungeon. I don't know. It would be like
it
would be like
there.
A Power Rangers like. Fighting landscape for me or something.
You've like never I got these until you haven't climbed into an abandoned van where someone defaulted on their repair bill and a bunch of raccoons are living in. So
I was waiting until we got to raccoons.
Oh yeah right. We got to raccoons.
We got to ghosts and raccoons quickly
and volcanoes.
Volcanoes.
I used to work at an auto shop. Funnest thing I ever found in someone's vehicle was a pair of soiled underwear, like whitey tidy underwear, and can I say dildo? So yeah, it was soiled underwear and a dildo, and it was.
No,
in
I'm
this
gonna bleep that out.
We're a family show.
Well, I mean, it's about the Golden Girls, so. But yeah, he and it was a dude that he brought this like 1998 Dodge Grand Caravan. It looked like
that's
it could
exactly
have had
what I would
like
expect.
Raccoons. In it. Yeah, it was really gross. Super
you picked
gross.
Them up?
No, I didn't touch them. Come on.
I know. I
used to ply.
Lifted them.
Like a needle nose pliers. It was okay. I did a little inspection because I had to show everybody that they were soiled underwear.
Did you put them up to people's faces and go,
I don't think it was that aggressive.
No, okay.
I don't remember that being that aggressive, just like holding up like, ew.
You hold them up like 16 candles style.
Yeah.
So Dorothy's like, legit, like, you're in charge of my mom. You, the most selfish person ever, are in charge of my mother. And she kind of like treats her like a dog. She's like, feed her twice and like take her out for a walk, pet her. I don't know. She could have might as well have said that.
Don't give her fluids after like 10 o'clock, like gremlin style.
Yeah, the gremlins.
I
don't
think
give her
Sophia's
wine after
already
10
in her gremlin form. Like she's in her final form and just ready to be the big boss.
Yeah, she hasn't been Gizmo in a long time. And so Blanche is like, okay, I'll make sure everything's fine. Go get laid over open water. So bye-bye. And so Sophia like closes the door and turns around and she's like, what did she say? It's gonna be a crazy ride or something. Like, I forget what she says. Slut puppy in that sentense.
Yeah,
but she's like,
buckle up, slut puppy, like something like that.
Oh,
it
yeah.
Was, yeah,
buckle up, slut puppy. Mm-hmm. So the next scene, Rose and Miles are coming home from a breakfast buffet. I believe it was breakfast because it was the early
bird
special.
It was some kind of like Cajun
chicken because he had them in his pockets.
Which, I'm not going to lie, sounds amazing.
Pocket chicken?
Yeah, like just some kind of like spicy chicken. Like, yeah.
It sounds like it probably had a little bit of lint on it, though. So, I mean, at least you're getting your fiber.
Yeah.
You could line your
sure.
pockets with Ziploc bags.
Oh, yeah. I bet. And Miles' character, I mean, he's definitely like pro level like that.
Yeah, I think yeah. so. He's prepared.
So there, yeah. It was called Uncle Cluck's, and they were.
Not to be confused with Uncle Cuck's.
Not Uncle Cuck's, even though he was kind of a cuck in the middle of this episode.
Oh, yeah, he was kind of cucked, wasn't he?
Yeah, and so. And
food cooked.
Yeah. And so Rose is getting really frustrated because he's bragging about they didn't take the coupon. He like, they didn't collect the coupon. Oh my God, I get to use it again. And like, which is weird because before, like Miles, like I understand at this point, I didn't know that he was like facing possible poverty, which is actually like really sad kind of. And like this episode like really makes light of like a really shitty real situation that's happening in America. But whatever.
Oh, tons too. And like we're not gonna have any Social Security, and like that was the time when there was actual Social Security. And right. Now it's like, yeah, that shit's gonna run out.
Yeah. Nobody has right. any savings.
Nope. None.
Yeah. No one does. And so they don't fuck, and they leave. She leaves. She's frustrated. She goes into the living room where she complains to Blanche, and Blanche like, she's like, he's becoming really tight. Rose says, and then Blanche is like, I love a tight man. Like
she sold me on that scene so hard. Like I was like, lady. I don't know what you're doing right now, but I'm pretty sure your nipples are hard.
Oh, yeah. She just goes on and on about a tight man. Then she's like, then she looks over at Rose. She's like, when'd you get here?
She said
thighs,
something about eating breakfast
that can
off
choke
his butt.
A bear.
Yeah.
That sounds kind of like, hot.
Those are powerful thighs. No, those are power thighs. Yeah.
she definitely, like, I mean, she basically got herself, like, trapped in her own, like, sex tornado. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah,
just over and over, like, just thinking about tight men. And, yeah, and then Rose is like, no, not that kind of tight. And he's just cheap. And then she's like, dump him.
So she's stuck in this, like, fucking Groundhog's Day of fucking dudes in her mind.
Yeah.
Like, tight dudes. Yeah, tight.
I want to know who she was, like, envisioning, too. I'm, like, imagining, like, Lou Ferrigno in his prime.
Yeah.
Like, with Hulk makeup and all. Just, like, yes. Green.
Oh, absolutely.
Bear choking thighs and ass you can eat breakfast off of.
Yeah.
The whole nine.
This is a good image. Yeah.
I can't say as I get older, I am more and more into, like, beefy guys. When I was younger, like, I only like guys that were not really, like, jacked, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's weird. It's an evolution, sexual preference.
You're changing. Okay. You're growing up.
Yeah.
I'm growing up. Well, I'm
the same. I'm into beefy girls, so I feel you.
Yeah. Beefy girls.
Oh, okay. I love a girl that lifts.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
works for
lift? I want her to have traps up to her ears. That's my ideal woman.
Yeah. All right.
Anthony, just nothing to do with that one. I don't know what you're talking about, man.
I just started thinking about traps and
no, I'm
and
glad.
I started thinking about raccoons and kind of went on my own little
trap,
like,
coons.
Yeah. Yeah.
About grease traps and yeah.
I had to play a character that's into eating pussy for an hour yesterday. So,
oh, that's beautiful.
Oh boy,
I get it. I was.
Yeah, you get straight people now.
Mm-hmm.
I get straight people now. I get straight guys now. And I did a dating show last night where I tried to win the love of a girl on stage.
Oh, did you make it? I bet you would.
I got the date.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Can you give it to me? Because I need one.
No, the date's gonna go. Like, I'm gonna go on a date with her, and then this other guy's gonna, like, bang her.
Are you gonna take her to a restaurant? She has to scream into a clown's mouth.
into a what?
A clown's mouth.
A conscious mouth.
No, like they talked about how Rose was like, I don't want to go to a restaurant where I have to scream into a clown.
Oh, a clown.
Mouth.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
I thought it was a conch's mouth. I was like, like a sea conch?
That would be a fancy place.
Really, it's
conch
our,
is expensive.
Yeah, conch is expensive.
It'll be a
expensive.
Seafood restaurant.
Yeah.
If I'm screaming into a conch.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
So, scared of seafood right now.
So, like, here's what's happening now. Like, Sophia is getting into trouble. She's, like, going through Dorothy's room. She's destroying things. She's got this box. A box in which she has a letter that, for some reason, Dorothy kept. Sophia's life to-do list. Like, her bucket list, basically. And in it is one of the things in the list, there were several. One of them was make amends to Guido Spirelli, which is the dude that she married in Italy, and then just fucking booked it to New York, and left him behind. And so he felt super bad. And so Blanche is like, okay, you have to apologize to him. You have to go into your room, write a letter. Get it all out, like, be there for 3 days if you have to, and all that shit.
She's trying to set up, like, Sophia staying out of her hair so she could just rock out the way she wanted to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and it didn't work, because she fucking took off.
That arranged Italian marriage thing is, like, a that's a part of my life. Like, I'm a product of an arranged marriage one generation
ago. Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
My grandfather and grandmother were arranged to be married in Italy. My grandmother was, like, sold to my grandfather at a dowry, kind of. Like, that was a thing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because he got married in, like the 20s, so... I think my grandfather had to give up like a parcel of land and some livestock for my grandmother, who was 16 at the time. So yeah, with times have changed.
I wish someone would give up livestock for me. That's pretty cool.
So yeah.
I want to know how many goats I'd garner.
Oh, they were also third cousins.
Oh, that's assumed.
So, yeah. So if you're ever wondering, like, why I'm weird, that's why.
Because there wasn't, do you think, like, genetically there's something weird because it was, like, it wasn't, like, a chemical attraction between two members of your ancestry. It was like, hey, you guys fuck.
Yeah, that's basically it. It's just like, hey, I bought you, so, you know, let's do this.
But also
so romantic.
But also like
it still happens.
We're all products of like a lot of us. I mean, I feel like a lot of Mexican Indians were raped. There are slaves that were raped. There's a lot of people whose ancestors were here because they were in love. They mated, but because there were things that needed to be released fluid wise. And so
forced copulation.
Yeah.
We're still gonna bleep out dildo.
No, they'll never know what that word is because it's gonna be bleeped.
Is it okay if I slate back?
They're like, what was it? Was it a bag of Cheetos?
Definitely not a bag of Cheetos. Flaming hot.
They'll never know.
Yeah, we're pretty much here because people fucked around.
Yep.
And
Yeah.
So that's how the world works.
Yeah. So Blanche is like, okay, so the next thing, like, Blanche is like, okay, I have a great idea, Rose. You have to cheat on Miles. Like, this is what's gonna solve the problem. Cheating on him. Going to a fancy restaurant with these two cartoon characters, basically. Literally, like the Texas guy from The Simpsons that shoots into the air.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure like they didn't show this in the episode, but I'm pretty sure like one of them had like guns and has shot a television because he was displeased by what was on it.
The one dude had a bola tie on. He brought the bola tie out and it was like, just don't fuck with Texas on like right there at his neck.
Yeah,
knew that.
Like he shot a television because gas went up by a quarter. And
no,
it wasn't even a gas
though.
Commercial.
No, he wants gas to go up because
he owns gas.
Yeah. Yeah, he owns those whales.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
maybe polo ties
West
went
Texas
up by a quarter. Okay, so they go to this fancy... So then, like, Rose just agrees to cheat on Miles. And so they go to this fancy dinner.
A restaurant. Like, she's cheating on him with food. Like, it's just food, honestly. It's not
Hey, spooning leads to forking. Okay?
You're right. I mean, if I were to say Genevieve... You have to go on a date with this guy because he's going to feed you like the most expensive food ever. And you're like, okay. But you can't tell Jeff. Would you do it?
I mean, I don't know. Like, I wouldn't.
Like, no, what are we talking? Like, Is he treating the fagua, or is this like a churrascaria thing, and it's like Brazilian barbecue? You eat all you want, like.
You're going to have, like,
yeah, I mean, if it's, yeah.
Ayahuasca marinade.
I would cheat on Jesus for fogo de chao.
Okay, you're going to have.
I'm going there for Thanksgiving.
You're going to have ayahuasca marinated dodo bird meat.
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
I mean, those were good. We ate them all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ayahuasca marinated.
That's scary.
Fascinating. I don't know. Jeff and I both. The thing is, like. It's not a very likely scenario because Jeff and I both like food and we both are like kind of not frugal about food. So
yeah.
Yeah. So it's not like super likely, like kind of the way I'd say like the closest way like we've cheated on each other is one time I watched Jeff and I were watching The Wire together and I watched ahead. And I didn't tell him, and I tried to pretend like I had.
That is a total betrayal. Yeah. That is a total betrayal.
That's about, yeah.
My ex-girlfriend did that to me with Game of Thrones. That's why she's an ex.
Yeah, like, we wouldn't do that with, I wouldn't do that, dare do that with Game of Thrones. But we did have, like, a clause, like, if we got, if, like, we didn't have to watch Game of Thrones or Mad Men together, because, like, those are both, like, our favorite shows.
So I gotta watch Mad Men.
It's good. It's pretty good.
Not as good as Golden Girls.
Two vastly different shows.
They're both good in different ways.
Oh, man.
Golden Girls. Yeah. Mad.
That's the next project. Is the Mad Men Golden Girls mashup. You guys just need to start producing a show.
Okay. I felt like, how did you guys feel about Miles catching them?
I loved it when he called the guy a dandy. What are you doing with these dandies? And I said to Genevieve, I was like, I need to bring that word back. It's like, I don't like the derogatory use of the word pussy, you know, like, because, you know, that's the life giver. Like, you shouldn't disparage the name of pussy. Like, but calling someone a dandy, like, you dandy. I want to bring that back.
Yeah,
I can't imagine getting offended by that. Like, what is that? I'm offended that you're like, you should be offended, but you should be embarrassed to be using that word. Like, it's not, no. To me, it's like,
it's a beautiful,
like,
word.
You're a straight up fag for using the word dandy. Like, like you're making yourself look bad by trying to use
I disagree.
As an offensive word.
I strongly disagree. I want to bring candy back.
I gotta say, I really liked the pronunciation of eclair. Eclair. Where he really leaned in the E.
Eclair. It's not eclair.
Yeah, eclair.
That's what Miles said. He called an eclair or an eclair.
Yeah. And eclairs, just because the word Claire's in it doesn't make it a feminine donut, like it, so they're
no,
only
the
allowed
e part,
to eat
it's the e part that
they can
gotta
only
say, like, I thought, like, okay, so this is like a really good restaurant and he's getting like day old like eclairs like from there, and I thought that was like actually pretty cool.
Yeah
Like I would fuck with some day old eclairs.
Okay, I understand a bagel gets hard after a day, but an eclair can last a day.
Definitely. It's got lubrication on the inside.
Squishy and lubrication. It's mushy on the inside. This is a pastry that can last probably 3 days, 3 business days.
Yeah,
72 hours
at the minimum. Yeah. You put a wrapper around that. I mean, shit, Twinkies.
These eclairs are from yesterday.
Holocaust.
We have to throw them out.
Yeah. No, I think that was just like good thinking on his part.
He's just a smart man with his money. I mean,
if he convinced them that eclairs are go bad after a day, then yeah, he is a genius,
right?
Yeah, totally. He
just sold it to him. There was an internet back then. They couldn't fact check him.
Yeah.
So they just
went with it. I thought what was gonna happen was Miles was gonna be so poor that he was going to be working at that restaurant. Like, he was going to be, like, their server.
busboy.
Oh boy.
That's what I thought was going to happen.
I loved when, like, they actually, like, gave him the eclairs and they, like, slam dunked it into the bag.
Did they do that?
Yeah, they, yeah, like, just slammed the one dude, like, the Mater D, he, like, just, like, Air Jordans it into the bag, and then Miles walks off angrily.
Yeah, like they're so, basically, there's a whole storyline where they're, like, fed up with this guy. They're like, he's shaking us down for our day-old pastries.
Like, yeah, this guy has convinced us that eclairs go bad, like, quickly. And he's just a nuisance. Always hanging out, one foot in the kitchen, always in the way. We're trying to get food out. Get out of the way, Miles, God. Get out of the pass bar.
They catch him in the back in the dumpster every once in a while. He's like, no, these are fine. These are fine.
I know, he's just, right? Like, breaking them. He's like, you can't sell the broken ones.
He's just little kid finger fucking everything.
Yeah. Just shoving his fucking hands into fucking soup. You can't eat this. Okay. So
this is mine now. This Trout Almadine is mine.
He was thinking about it.
What's that?
Nothing. Go.
Okay. All right. So then Rose has a talk with him. I'm sorry I'm eating behind your back, which is a great line. Loved it. And so they're in the kitchen, and Rose is like, he's going to break up with me. What am I going to do? Like, and then Blanche is like, everything's fine. I mean, for her, she's like, well, you shouldn't have gotten caught. You shouldn't have been cheating then. You know? You shouldn't have been cheating.
Don't make she's me like, order you, things you, from a clown's mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clown's mouth. And, okay, and then this is when Blanche is like, oh, fuck, I gotta feed Sophia. And then she's not there. She left for Sicily using Rose's visa.
Yeah, Rose is just like, oh, yeah, she just left last night.
By the way, how is Rose all baller and can afford, like, to give Sophia the credit card for a trip to Sicily? And then, like, she's, like, just making Miles foot the bill all the time. Yeah. Like, she's balling out, and she's buying planes, trains, and burros to Sicily.
Yeah. He's like, here, take a plane, take a train, take a boat, then a burro on me.
Because Miles is feeding me. I got extra
Miles
cash.
Keeps taking me to, like, a fucking buffet to Alcoholics Anonymous.
I loved what they called. What was that called? Like
Live-In
reality
theater.
Theater
of the living.
Oh my god! Yeah, oh. I like that they had to sneak into an AA meeting. They couldn't
just go.
Yeah,
you just
go.
Like fake being an alcoholic.
They had to wear disguises.
Yeah, like
Miles would piss himself before they walked in, so he smelt the part.
He just tells, like,
wait,
the whole story.
So he can look like an alcoholic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rose, like, is doing, like, gin blossoms on his cheeks with Rose, with, whatever that stuff, what's it called? Blush? Yeah.
Yeah.
And no makeup. What?
I used to go to AA meetings with my ex-boyfriend, and they were out of control. I was, like, people were, like, they had to time people because they wouldn't stop talking.
Yeah,
they sitting there in the back with a light.
They get a light. Yeah.
They showed him the light. Get off stage, fucker! All of a sudden, they start playing him off with like DMX.
Yeah. At the end, they
it's
say
the
that's
world's
my time.
Worst opening.
Let me end on this. Let me get off on this.
I'll end on this. I just got out of prison. Yeah, no.
I ate a raccoon the last night.
I wish there were. I've been to some AA meetings where I wish there was some light.
Some of them were funny. That was the thing. Some of those people were actually really funny.
Some of them
and they
were
would
funny,
make
yeah.
everyone laugh. Like they would say just funny things, like on purpose.
Dude,
they
I
were
need
purposely
to go
funny.
To AA. instead of open mics.
Yeah. Some of them.
I feel like there should be like an AA open mic. Like there has to be. Like somewhere.
Yeah, there has to be. Oh, well, I've done that there,
every
shows
open mic
AA.
Is AA, but nobody's anonymous about it because they're like, yeah, my name's, follow me on Twitter.
Yeah, I mean,
hear about my alcoholism.
Yeah, we should have one. We should read the rules and. yeah.
But some of them were sad.
I've surrendered myself to a higher power, and it's Ralphie Mae's ghost.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Ralphie.
Yeah.
Do like a Ron White impersonation at an AA meeting.
Just up there with a glass of water with like a little bit of food coloring in it, so it looks like scotch.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is Martinelli's apple juice.
Dude, we should go to an AA meeting dressed as like comedians, like famous comics, and just do like bits.
Show up as Larry the Cable Guy. Get her done.
Yeah. I'll be like fucking Sarah Silverman, just someone really.
I think I gotta do Paula Poundstone.
Oh, that's even better.
That'd be so good. God. I want to be Fortune Fee Mister.
I want to be like Jay London and like look all haggard.
Oh my God.
That'd be amazing. Great.
I love that dude.
He's the best. Ugh. Okay, so then. So Blanche is like, okay, I'll call Angelo. I know where he's at. Like, she'll know where he's at, where she's at. What am I saying? Okay. He'll know where she's at. And so, Angelo comes in and he's like totally hitting on Blanche. He's like wearing this plaid tux. He's got candies and flowers.
This is the top of his game.
Yeah. Cigarettes for after.
Yeah.
Like he was prepared. Yeah. Notice how he didn't say condom. Like they're just still passing syphilis around. No fucks given.
And he's like, and she's like, no, I didn't. I don't know what you're talking about. And he's like, you mean I shaved my shoulders for nothing?
Dude, that's tough. My God. He doesn't look like he's got good upper body flexibility, so that was probably a challenge.
Yeah, no kidding.
They didn't have razor extensions back then, you know?
I think a back would be harder than shoulders. Shoulders, like...
I grow, like, trailer park style angel wing tattoos of back hair. So, like, it starts at the top and then kind of goes down. So I know Angelo's life.
Yeah. Do you need help when you do that? Do you get assistance?
Well, now that I have my back completely tattooed, so I just don't even care anymore. I don't fuck with it.
Oh, okay. Well, good.
fun facts.
Well, fantastic. So then she's like, he's like, he's no help at all whatsoever. And so then they cut to where Sophia might be. So we see a shot of a plane. And inside you can hear Sophia trying to use the restroom. And then we see a shot of a train. Then a shot of, what was it? A ferry?
Yeah.
And then a shot. Yeah, right?
Yep.
And then a shot of a, then Estelle Getty on a fucking donkey, which was.
Like Sicily doesn't
have roads.
Ever. It was like, did she go back in time?
Yeah. Was one of those a DeLorean at any point?
Yeah. I feel like the donkey was just for fun.
It was. She just wanted to ride the donkey.
I don't know. Sophia, it didn't look like Sophia's body on that donkey.
They just like superimposed her head onto like a 14-year-old boy?
Or like Estelle Getty like has a no bro clause or something like in her contract.
Yeah, no bro clause.
Listen, I'll ride a horse, but you put me on a donkey, I'm fucking done.
But it was her. It was her, but it looked less like her when she was leaving. Because there was like a back shot of her, and that totally, that looked like a mannequin on a donkey.
Stunt doubled it.
Yeah, like a stunt doubled Sophia. Okay, so she gets into, of course, she went back in time to like 1920s Italy.
It looked like Dickens time or something like that. It was like weird.
They had a bunch of craft store straw on the floor.
Yeah.
You know, like they just went to like a Hobby Lobby and they're like, we need all the straw you have.
Yeah, it seemed very like nothing changed from her childhood. Like this is still a shack. This is like Oliver Twist fucking Charlie and the Chocolate Factory fucking Italy. Just fucking super old.
I think I've brought this up before, but Charlie and the Chocolate Factory like bums me out so much because all the old people sleeping in one bed.
I thought that was adorable. They could give each other foot massages and stuff, you know.
I'm okay.
Help
with
each other
it now.
Roll over so they don't get bed sores.
They probably like,
but
they probably swung.
Yeah, like, definitely.
They probably swung. Definitely. You know, they probably like messed around with each other.
Oh man, when I was a kid, I was just like, they're so poor, they can't even afford their own bed. That's so sad.
That gives new meaning to the phrase footsie.
That's sad. What if
they need this chocolate bar?
What if they all just like had foot fetishes, so they like slept like that and then just kind of like, you know, did the foot thing? I don't know. I'm just going for something here.
Yeah, they sucked on each other's toes. Let's just
That's so, wrong feet, guys.
So then okay, so she gets there and Guido Spirelli's sitting there. He's been drinking for 70 years in that bar. Nothing's changed. And she confesses her guilt to him, and he says, forget about it.
He didn't give it that good of a forget about it. He gave it like a forget about it. Like he enunciated, and I was upset about that in the episode.
Yeah, it was forget about it.
Like you gotta mash up those words a little bit more to sell me on your character, sir. Like I wasn't, my suspension of disbelief that he was an old Sicilian man was gone. The second he said forget about it, because he said forget about it.
Did he say forget? Yeah.
Yeah.
Forget about it.
It was a hard T.
It was a hard T. Son of a bitch.
Maybe his decision was to not be that cliche. And he's like, I'm going to enunciate at least a couple of consonants just so I sound less of a cliche.
Yeah,
maybe.
Like
I don't know.
Yeah, no, he didn't want he didn't want to give Italians a bad name.
No, yeah. But they were fine with like, oh, Sicily's just in the dark ages still.
Yeah.
Like we're not going to disparage the people by, you know, making a stereotype out of the words that he says, but fuck it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they don't have running water. Yeah. Everybody's shitting
still
in an outhouse.
The bubonic plague, like fucking rats everywhere. Fucking, they're like hanging witches and shit.
But goddamn it, we say our T's.
Yep.
And we speak English
in Italy
for some reason.
Okay, and then we cut to, we don't see Miles apologize. We don't see Miles, not Miles apologize, but we don't see like the conversation that happens when
they decide. Should go back a little bit. Okay, so right after that, Sophia just leaves.
Yeah, she just walks out.
Yeah, she just leaves and goes back the same way with on the bro and on the on the ferry, the train, and then the plane.
But they didn't show
it was
like
good story progression.
The only thing they showed was the burro going back, but like the plane was going in the same direction, and like the fucking
I think they switched the direction of the train, but the boat was the same direction too.
The boat was the same direction and the plane, but the train was correct.
Yeah.
Okay. So that made no sense.
No, none.
nope.
Weird. Okay. And so, so we're at the fancy dinner restaurant where he caught her cheating. They're just a table away. Whoa. Reminders.
Yeah, and then the waiters give him a lot of shade. They're they're like Miles is here to eat. He's actually here to eat, and like
they tap the one, the maitre d' taps the other guy, and he's like, "Hey, hey, this is happening right now."
Hey, Carl.
Carl. Who the fuck's hiring a guy named Carl at a 5-star restaurant? By the way,
right?
Get out of here.
That's
Carl.
The thing
go
too.
Do the dishes.
It's like, you know, you guys work at a restaurant, like you. You are in the service industry. You probably can't eat here either. I mean,
or you just eat the scraps of other people's plates.
Yeah.
Why are you talking shit to poor Miles when you're doing the same thing he's doing, just, you know, free?
Oh, yeah. They've definitely broken some eclairs so they can have them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's that whole pretty woman in the fucking store, like, you guys work there, like, why are you kicking her out? You're not rich, you're out of work actresses. Okay,
I know they probably make $7 an hour back then, like,
oh, way less.
Yeah,
way less, because remember, servers don't have a minimum wage. They're probably making 25 cents an hour.
Oh yeah. I was thinking the gals from like Pretty Woman.
Oh
yeah,
the Rodeo Drive girls. I just want to go into like a random store in Rodeo Drive and be like, what you guys did to Pretty Woman was fucked up. And then just run out.
I should tell my my Pretty Woman joke. Just walk into a Rodeo Drive store and tell them my Pretty Woman poop joke.
So. Yeah. Oh, I want to hear you do that. I want to see that. They'll laugh, I think.
And with good reason.
I just want to go reenact the Mighty Ducks 2 scene.
Yeah. Oh, there was a Mighty 2 Ducks scene in Rodeo Drive, wasn't there?
Yeah, where Goldberg convinces him to let him in because he's Aaron Spelling's nephew. And they're like, which Aaron Spelling? He's like, the Aaron Spelling. And they let him in, like, okay, we believe it. We're good.
And he looks nothing like...
No, nothing.
No.
I would actually love to reenact that with him now, too, like all coked out.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like, my aunt,
I think you guys,
we
need to go to Rodeo Drive. That's what we need to do.
Yeah, pretty much. We need to start an AA mic, and we need to go to Rodeo Drive.
AA mic on Rodeo Drive, yes. Because those are fancy fucked up stories.
I want to go to AA meetings because I hear celebrities go there. Like, I mean, here in LA. Like,
yeah.
They're a grip.
That'd be great. You imagine going and hearing Lindsay Lohan, like, testify at AA? Oh. Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is okay. This is what I didn't get about where this sort of story went. They decided that fighting is good for their relationship, and that's why they should stay together despite him being cheap. Like, which was like so weird to me.
No, I thought it was good.
Oh, we're fighting.
Because they were like they were kind of fighting, but they were like being honest with each other. Like, he was telling her, like, he was like, oh, right, the reason why, she's like, why are you so cheap? Why all of a sudden? He's just like, mm-hmm. Well, I went to the doctor and I found out I'm going to live to be 100 and I only saved a...
Wait,
I,
until who I'm says that?
80.
Who says, which doctor tells you you're going to live till you're 80?
Or to 100? Yeah, like, that seems like you're... just setting yourself up for malpractice suits right there.
Yeah, I agree. It's a little bit suspect. And then to also but they're saying he's healthy. They're saying he's healthy. And
can we bring up Miles' bitch about Rose too? Like, he was like, you hum. And it's just like, she had a beautiful line. And it was like, bitch, that's free music. And you're Mr. Cheapass. Like, you should be yes. thanking me.
Yeah, it's free music. And they miss, and they, did you notice the captions called it Muzak?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Because that's what they call the instrumental music that's on like basically
elevators, yeah.
elevators and stuff like that.
Muzak. Oh, that's, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That sounds like Snoop Dogg came up with that word. Listen to my Muzak.
That's when he transitioned to Snoop Lion.
Yeah.
Yeah. He used to do a Muzak. Going to Snoop rapping. And yeah. Okay. So you think like maybe, yeah, like, okay. Like your humming is nothing compared to being cheap. Like that's, but no. like she, well, I think like what they were, what, so what,
like,
I guess
leave
the
giant
breakthrough
streaks
was
in the toilet. Like, that's something to bitch about.
I mean,
the whole history with that character where he basically had to, like, go into hiding because he used to be, like, an accountant for a mobster, and the mobster got out of prison.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay, he's an accountant for a mobster, and he's worrying about money.
Yeah.
Like, come on, guy. You know you embezzled some of that.
Yeah, like, I don't know. It was like, I mean, I get being worried about money. Like, I mean, that makes sense to me. But it's also like, maybe just don't eat out as much.
Do you think he mismanaged funds, like, involved with the mafia, and that's why he's really broke?
Maybe he, like, had a big gambling debt or something.
Yeah, or like maybe he got too cocky about a bet, you know?
Yeah.
And he's like, and he made a deal with one of the bettors, and he was the bookie, and it just went wrong. The guy didn't throw the fight. He was supposed to throw the fight. But, you know.
He bet big on eclairs, and do they go bad after one day? I bet they do.
Oh, I wanted to bring up, too, and I didn't get a shit in the intro when, like, they're, like, showing all the ladies. At Rose, mm-hmm. throwing rear naked chokes on everybody was a little disturbing, and also like kind of hot. Like, I was just like, that's my type of lady. Like, and she was doing it like before the UFC even. She's just slapping rear naked chokes on her friends. Dorothy's a bad bitch. I'm kind of scared of her.
Dorothy is. I think she's as we've established on the show. I think she's a very powerful lover.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's definitely, she's a power top.
She and that doctor, I think, tore up that cruise room.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was like cum
everywhere.
I hope they got like a balcony room and not an interior room.
Can you imagine? They're just in the belly of the boat.
Yeah.
They're like, we thought that there was no waves tonight. Why is the boat rocking?
Whoa, did we hit an iceberg?
Yeah, they have their own.
There's
Titanic.
So much water. I don't know what's happening. Why is it sticky?
Why is this water yellowy?
Oh, God.
Okay. So they make amends through fighting. And it's kind of like how you said it's Minnesota fighting. Like, they sort of broke through that and were actually themselves, which
yeah,
is
yeah, they were dealing
great.
With their problems. They yeah. were airing their grievances and getting them all out, and they, you know, had a nice meal.
And
you know,
Miles ordered
and they're
a tea.
Acting more like a married couple because she's going to pay for some of the food, you know, some of the meals because they don't know how to cook. At home, they obviously don't know how to do that.
Yeah, they do. So there was a scene where Rose fed Blanche breakfast. She was making eggs.
I know they do. I'm just being sarcastic. Like, they make it seem like they need to go out all the time, like when they don't have to.
Yeah, well, I think that was like their just date thing, you know, and. He was just being frugal on the dates. I'm frugal on dates. Like, if it's the first date with a girl and like it goes bad, I'm like, so we're splitting this, right?
Yeah, that makes yeah. sense. Yeah.
Or just like go to coffee, and if it goes well, like go out to dinner.
Yeah, so I mean that's the move. That's the best move. But sometimes I'm hungry.
Yeah, eat before. That's the goal. Eat before.
I just want a woman that takes. I just want a woman that takes me out.
Yeah, that's tricky with me. I never know if I'm the one paying. I'm like, oh yeah, right, am I? I don't know. What's gonna happen?
You just kind of have to ask. You have to ask your date. You're like, which one of us is the woman?
Yeah, no, I feel like that establishes who's the top. Like, who pays for dinner?
Is it me because I have bigger boobs?
I'm having a hot flash right now.
No, I just show up to the date and I'm like, what's up? I'm the dude.
You stomp on the table. Like, no, wait, that means I have to pay. You're Captain Morgan. No, wait.
Damn it. No, I show up and I'm like, hi. Oh, thanks for inviting me. I don't know.
Yeah, you just come up with, you come up with like a bunch of...
If you come up like that, people should be paying for you.
Yeah, if you come up with a bunch of shopping bags. Like, just like
and a big floppy hat.
Yeah, exactly. Pretty woman style. Like,
and like lots of like lipstick all over my mouth and teeth. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely on the teeth. More on the teeth than on the lips.
Yep, that's how you get a guy to pay for you.
Yeah.
And have like 10 weaves on.
Oh, I love a good weave.
That's how you do it. So so then he's like, I'm going to go all out. I'm going to take this water. I'm having a tea. Ooh. Okay.
The iced tea, too. You know, it took longer to make.
Yeah, it was probably a full... Yeah. Yeah, it takes a whole 4 minutes to brew, too.
And then for it to drip, like, that's... that's a lot. That's a lot of time.
It's fancy.
And so the next scene where... The last scene, and Dorothy's back. There was a casino on the boat. There was so much fucking. She didn't say that. But
they tore up that interior cabin.
Yeah.
Yeah. What if she got stuck, Lucille, like I Love Lucy style, like in one of the like windows?
Oh, the portals.
That's like a genre of modern day pornography, and you just told me it came from like I Love Lucy. I wonder if that's what started it. Like women getting
stuck in like circular holes.
Like, that's a whole thing. That's a whole big thing.
Is it called portholing?
I don't know. It should be. If it's not, I think you need to, like, copyright that name.
What happened? So, like, a girl gets stuck in, like, a porthole, and then
just stuck in a window in general. And then it's just, like some dude just rucks up behind it. He's like, oh, well, you're trapped. Let me help you with my dick. And then the scene ensues.
I got some butter.
But... I assume that there's another guy on the other side who's like, oh, a mouth.
Yeah. Oh, good. Thank you.
Right? I Love Lucy. Making cultural standards.
It's like a sex video, but it's also a home improvement video.
This is what you do to unstick jammed windows.
But in I Love Lucy, it cuts to, like, she's stuck in the porthole the entire trip. So they cut to her, they put, like, a banana hat on her, and they just start playing music. Like, she's enjoying the cruise. Like...
Like right before the credit, fruity drink with a straw.
Yeah, like they celebrate around her, like she's having a good time. I'm like, well, what if she has to take a piss or a dump? Like that's
just let it go.
That's not. They don't show that part.
I mean, they don't care because it's on the inside. She's on the outside, so basically she's just like a, she's like a deer mount, just hanging.
Yeah, so it's just like a disaster inside, but they can't tell. Anyway, so Dorothy gets home and she's like, where's Ma? And Rose is kind of beating around the bush. Where's Ma? Did they let you did the fucking captain let this grown woman drive a ship? Like, that's great. Usually that's for children. No. B. Arthur. Like, this
captain was probably trying to hit it. Let's be real.
Oh, probably. Yeah. They had a threesome.
I feel like Dorothy just strong-armed her way in there. She's so tall and scary.
Yeah, she just put the guy in a rear naked choke. I'm going to drive this boat.
Yeah, she just like pins him against the wall and is like, do not move if you want to live. And then...
It's like under siege, except for with a boat.
And she's like naked the whole time, covered in urine.
Anthony doesn't know what to do with the under siege.
And so then she's like worried about like, okay, Ma, something's wrong with Ma. And then Sophia walks in and she's like, I've been here the whole time. Blanche took care of me, whatever. So it's all good. Don't worry about it, kiddo.
I love how she was like, I smell man on you.
Oh, they did it at the beginning of the episode. Yeah. It was bookend.
She reeked of semen.
That's what she really wanted to say.
Yeah, it was. You smell like some guy's cum.
You smell like fucking dude armpit.
Ooh. Sometimes it's weird. I get I'll catch a whiff of somebody's armpit, and if it's a guy and it's like not a bad smell to me, I'm a little confused about where I'm at in my life.
Oh yeah, because
like I'm not supposed to like
because
your pheromones,
I said
bro.
Dude's armpit, and you said ooh,
yeah,
and
I was like, this is weird for me. This isn't in my wheelhouse. I don't know what to do.
Does it move down there a little bit?
No, it's just like the that doesn't smell bad. Like, you know. Like, I don't know. Because I like if you stink the right way, I like it when you stink. Like, doesn't matter who you are. I'm bi-curious for smells.
You're smell curious.
Maybe you're like smell gay.
Yeah, I think so. I'm at the minimal smell by.
Yeah,
I'm on a, there's a Kenzie scale for it for sure.
I think I'm like smell, sight, and sound, and taste gay, and
definitely
feel
not gay.
I am always impressed. Like I don't really wear I don't really wear smell goods. I don't smell bad, but I don't really wear that kind of stuff. I'm always kind of impressed by women that do. That don't wear too much of it.
Oh, I can't handle it. Like I was walking out of Target the other day, and I was outside, and I could smell a woman's perfume, and I about dropped. It was awful. I do not like people to wear anything. Like just wear your odor. We're animals. You know, it's important information that I get from the way you smell.
I like a guy that smells like a good cologne.
That's like tantamount. That was like beginning the 1500s Facebook. Like you just smell somebody and you're like, oh, so you know, you went to this high school.
They're like, hey, I got some goats.
I like a guy that's been wearing cologne for like a good 5 hours. Like it's kind of there, but you can smell him. Like
actually. There's something to be said for women wearing men's cologne. Like, I don't know what it is, but it's kind of hot. Like, a bit of a muskier smell on it.
Again, your smell gay.
I know.
Or like a girl that's like, all right, all I have is this 3-in-1 men's body wash and shampoo, so.
You're like rubbing a girl with Old Spice.
For Bill.
I wrestled too long. It's just ingrained in me.
You're just like, trying to rub your... Like a girl against a bunch of like fucking
like, hey, let's
old,
go to this mosh pit
old
so
locker
can,
like before showered like locker room like football team.
Can you just
like,
put on?
I want
Joe
you to
Van
smell
Musk.
Like a funky ass dude.
I like when people wear Bath and Body Works because I'm like, especially if it's like my old scent. I'm like, oh yeah, all right, Crunchy Apple, respect.
Oh, I have Country Apple body wash on right now. Not even going to lie. The ex-girlfriend left it in the shower. I smell amazing.
It's a nice scent.
Oh, it's great.
I'm still wearing Sweet Pea because I'm stuck in the 90s.
Oh, Sweet Pea is... someone was wearing Sweet Pea the other day, and I was like, oh, cool. Because it's kind of salty and sweet. It's nice.
Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, cool, 2005.
You gotta have sweet okay. and savory.
Oh, you guys. So then, okay, we have to end this.
We have to end this.
Okay. So, so then Dorothy's like, "Where's Blanche?" And then no one knows. And we cut to Blanche on a burro, fucking going to Italy.
I like how Blanche didn't have a Sherpa, like, because Sophia had, like, a Sherpa making sure she wasn't going to fall off. Blanche is just rocking it.
Yeah.
Bareback.
Yeah, and all pink.
Yep. Floppy hat.
Yeah, there's, like a suction cup dildo stuck to the burro that you didn't see.
You must use at least a 12-inch, otherwise you're not safe.
We need to block. We need to, bleep out this dildo too.
Too much dildo talk.
Madame, you cannot put the suction a cup of the strap on a dildo on the burro. You leave me alone. I do what I have to do.
I'll do what I want.
And then we cut to the credits, and fucking Blanche is dancing with Guido Spirelli.
Oh!
Oh shit! We didn't watch past the commercial.
We didn't see that. Yeah.
Damn. We had
you
a
didn't
commercial
see that?
Pop up
no.
for a skincare product, like a European skincare, like waxing product, and it was just this lady in a bathtub with like a shower cap on that had like a giant fake pearl.
Oh, it was like a genie. Like it was like a genie.
What?
Like wrap. Yeah. It was for European.
It was very distracting.
It was for a European wax center.
Your commercials during Golden Girls, for some reason, Genevieve, are hilariously weird.
It was unbelievable.
Like, I shit you not, like, when we watched the show together at your house, like, those commercials are just like, I've never heard of the products before, and they look like they were filmed in Austria somewhere.
Yeah,
somewhere. I don't know. They're just so weird.
To turn off the, like, there's like a version that of like Hulu you can buy that I think it's like a couple dollars more a month where you can turn off the commercials. I don't want to because I kind of enjoy them because they're so
strange.
That was
strange. That was such a great commercial because like they're trying to sell you waxing and all I wanted was that hat that she was wearing in the
tub. I don't think you should get rid of them either because they're so strange.
Yeah.
You need to see those.
I know. I'm just like,
you need
not?
To see those.
Yeah.
But yeah, so in the bar, like fucking Guido and Blanche are like dancing and everyone's playing music and they're like they're like just jamming out.
There's an accordion involved, I'm assuming, right?
Yes, there's an accordion,
definitely,
yeah.
Definitely. It's a quintessential Italian item.
I know, right? I was like, this is out of control, and I fucking love it.
Now, the question I have is, what type of dancing? Like, I'm sitting there seeing Guido doing, like some fist bumps, like, slow fist bumps, you know?
They were holding, like, he was holding her by the waist, and they had one arm, the other arm was being held high
so
in
like
a clutch.
Classical waltz.
And they were just, like, spinning around and laughing and flirty, and it was just fun because it was all like brown middle age colors, like middle age, like the Middle Ages.
Yeah.
And then her pink outfit, like in that.
And Guido looked like the candle from Beauty and the Beast, like the animated Beauty and the Beast. He looked like the candle guy.
Mm-hmm. He was
like,
melting.
That's his face. Oh, he's super melty.
Melty.
I wonder what he looked okay. like. I wish I could have seen that because I bet he was smiling. Like, I wonder how that all pulls up when he smiles.
I know, right? Well, you don't want to be with a melty guy anyway.
You ever had a melty? No. You ever had a melty one?
Yeah. No. Never had a melty one.
Imagine it's
Thank
like
God.
Kind of like a blanket.
So
like, hey, I'm cold.
I think we did it, guys. I think we.
Yeah. Okay. We should probably be done.
Yeah. You guys are beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Bill, for doing the show. This comes out, I believe, October 18th. Is there anything you would like to promote, or where can people find you online to see where you're gonna be, or anything at all?
Yeah, so I'm Bill Laskowski on Facebook, Twitter, @Bill_shit on Instagram if you're into Instagram. If you're in Phoenix, Monkey Pants every Thursday is a good place to catch me.
Are you running it?
No. So the guy who runs the show, Kristen Davis, is building his own house because he's a Renaissance man.
Yeah, he's almost done.
He's almost done. So I've just kind of been booking it in the interim. And then when he comes back, we'll see what the show turns into because he's got a lot of cool ideas. I'm going to be out in Glendale, Arizona on the 25th at Sand and Shade or something like that. I'm on the Michael Palladino's Beautiful Losers show on the 26th for the Great Exposure, so you come see me in my underpants. And then
I got
Rum Runners in Phoenix. It's Ruben Andrade's production. It's a really fun bar show on a Friday night, and it's the Halloween edition. So, yeah, I'm going to be in a costume of some sort. Haven't decided yet. Open to suggestions. Hit me up on Twitter. Tell me what I should dress up like.
Be smell gay.
I don't, you're going to have to draw me a picture at the very least.
Be like a dude's armpit.
All right. Yeah, all right. I could pull off armpit. Like, I get enough facial hair to rock that out.
And Genevieve, where are you going to be? Where can people find you online?
All right. Well, we got Jazz and Jokes at the Nash on October 19th. And we got a lot of show favorites. We've got Dana Lizen, Matt Storrs, Jason Hill. We've got, let's see, I'm trying to remember who else is on the show. And of course, the Reed Radioff Trio, and it should be fun. It's comedy and music, and then comedy and music together. So,
yay! Exciting.
Yeah, and then October 29th, we've got another Bird City Comedy Presents with Jason Webb.
That's gonna be a great one.
Yeah,
I love him.
Should be so fun. He's coming in. He's bringing Michael Longfellow and Jesse Johnson, and we've got Anwar Newton hosting.
That's so stacked.
And Zach Anderson from New York, so very excited.
That's a nice show.
Yay. Cool.
Yeah, and I got some bird-shaped lights for decoration, so.
Yay.
So come out, see those people, and see those lights.
Where's that one at?
That one's at Phoenix Center for the Arts.
Awesome.
Yeah.
In the basement, right?
Yeah, in the basement theater.
Oh, I love that room.
I know, me too. I love it.
It's such a creepy room.
It's such a beautiful, and when I first previewed it, it was during the day, and it's always full of children.
That's perfect. You're like, this is a good place to tell dick jokes.
Yeah. The kids are more than 50 feet away by then, so it's fine.
But there were ghosts the whole time. Ooh. And I'm at Anthony DeSemito on Twitter and Instagram. And I'm going to be on October 21st. I'm going to be at the Hollywood Improv Lab at a show called Punchline Punch Out, ran by Andy Erickson and Amber Preston.
Oh, nice. And I saw that at Bridgetown. It was very cool.
Nice.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I saw that at Bridgetown. It was an awesome show.
Oh, you saw that at Bridgetown?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. I need to find out exactly what I have to do for it. But it sounds super fun. And then October 22nd, I'm going to be October 21st. No, 22nd, I'm going to be at Yafiel at 8 o'clock at the Hollywood Improv Lab. That's my show. Me and Alexis Grossman run it. And it's a show where you spin a wheel of emotions and you perform your set using the emotion that you get. And it's super, super fun. And
I like that concept. That's cool.
I did it and I got seductive.
Yeah. That I would.
You
not
were
have
so seductive, Genevieve. You seduced everybody.
I was seductive for about 2 minutes, and then I forgot.
She just went on a raccoon tangent.
Oh no, that's what everybody does. I'm surprised you lasted 2 minutes. People do that all the time. It's an excuse to have a show.
I loved it. Yeah, it was.
Yay. And along with our own individual Twitters, the podcast also has a Twitter. And it's at Thank You For Being A Podcast, but as an acronym. At TYFBAP, at TIFBAP. Also at TIFBAP on Instagram. Music is by Brian Korkanak and Mike Dennison. The next episode, for those of you following along, is Season 7, Episode 11. I do not know the title. I did not write it down. I think it's gonna be called Guido Spirelli's Revenge.
Exactly.
He really did care.
Or it could be Blanche's pregnancy scare.
Yeah, Blanche's pregnancy scare. Yeah. I know that episode already happened, believe me. She thought she was pregnant.
See, I don't have context.
And then she ended up having her it was just menopause. Thank you again, Bill, for doing the show.
Thanks, man.
And thank you everyone for listening, and have a beautiful day and or night. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Gonna stuff a chicken. Gonna stuff the chicken. Like my mama taught me. Like my mama taught me. Gonna take the chicken.